Welcome back to Vox Pop Food Friday on WAMC. We have another great show lined up for you this afternoon. Only a month and a half or so till Oktoberfest, so we thought a good time to celebrate the tantalizing dishes that originate from Germany, so we can start the celebration a little early, never hurts, to ask your questions about German food or share your recipe. Give us a call right now, 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Our plates are full of food from Blackhead Mountain Lodge and Country Club. Let's meet our guest today. He's back. Ed Mossman is the part of a three-generation family business at Blackhead Mountain Lodge and Country Club in Round Top, New York, located in the heart of the Catskills. Not only does he make a killer spetzel and other authentic German dishes, but he's also, believe it or not, the lodge's golf course superintendent. Hey, nice to have you back, Ed.
Oh, it's great to be back.
How's business?
Actually, we're having a very good season. Things are a little bit on the upswing in the Catskills, so the weather's been good.
Nice.
The economy's helping us out a little bit, so things have been busy.
The number to call, by the way, once again, 1-800-348-2551, or you can email us, voxpop@wamc.org. Wow. I mean, I don't know how you have time to cook, but there's food here. Was ist das?
Yeah, I brought you a little feast. We started off with one of our biggest sellers is our homemade potato pancakes for a little appetizer.
By the way, I tweeted this out if you want to take a look at how good this stuff is.
Yeah, we kind of make fresh every day, shredding our potatoes the whole way through. And with that, then I brought you another one of our signature dishes, which is rouladen.
Okay.
That's served with our spätzle and red cabbage.
Oh, yeah.
And New York, we're apple country, so the only way to finish it is with a nice homemade apple strudel.
Okay, and I noticed our producer, Jessica Blaustein-Marshall, already had some strudel.
Oh, yeah, she did. Upstairs, I brought enough for the whole staff.
It's part of the quality control here at WAMC. The producer always has to test things out. So this food looks great. Let's take a couple of calls, and then we'll start eating. We'll start with the potato pancakes, obviously.
Very good.
Because it's one of my favorite things. My grandmother, old German lady, made them, and they look just like that.
Yep, comfort food.
Very exciting, man. All right, let's go to the phones. Oh, we don't have the name down. Yes, we do. It's, it's our friend Nancy in Ravenna. Hi, Nancy. Nancy, are you there? Try Nancy again. Are you there, Nancy? Nancy's not there. All right. Sorry, Nancy. Let's go to line two and Chuck in Hudson. Chuck? Okay. So it's some technical difficulties here on the program. And, I invite Nancy and Chuck to call again, and we'll give it another shot. All right. So I'll tell you what. Usually Jessica's here by the time the food is brought out, but I'm going to try a little potato pancake here. Yeah. First glance, crispy on the outside, nice and soft on the inside. I don't know. Is this wrong? I dip it right in the applesauce.
No, go right for the applesauce.
Okay. How hot does the fryer have to be to get these like this crispy?
Yeah, when we cook them on a griddle.
Yeah.
In our griddle, we usually set around 400 degrees.
Yeah.
And then they're cooked right up in a nice oil bath quickly in that. And It's the commercial stoves just add so much flavor to everything.
So we have, some onion in this?
There's a little bit of onion in there, some potato, some egg, a little salt and pepper, and a little special German seasoning that we've got in there.
And you won't tell us?
Nah, all right. Got to come to the restaurant for
now.
You know,
as I recall, you played that game last time,
yeah.
And it's all right with me as long as I get to eat it. Let's go to the phones now. Nancy and Ravenna, you're on. Zach, the engineer, is putting up his hands. Nancy and Ravenna, tell you what, we're going to leave Nancy on the line here until we can work it out. Oh, yeah, I think I hear Nancy now. Are you there, Nancy?
Yes, I am. Are you there, Ray?
Yes, you blew my headphones off. I think we're getting full volume of Nancy now. Go ahead, you're first.
All right, here's the exciting thing about cooking ethnic foods. I try not to Americanize them, and rouladen, and I'm a vegetarian, and I know that in vegetarian food they have all kinds of little substitutes that you can use for meat. But rouladen, you know, is a rolled out, very thin. Do you know anything that might be available for that recipe?
No, not for a vegetarian, and because there's a nice big slab of bacon right in the middle of it.
Oh, you had me at bacon, Ed.
Oh.
Sorry, Nancy. I'll tell you.
Okay, I'll listen. The rest is always interesting, Ray. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for the call. You know, it reminds me, a bit of like a German version of Brajol.
It's very similar, very similar. Kind of made on the same principle. The Rouladen, when we make it, it's a nice thin cut of beef. That's seasoned, same thing with a little German special seasoning in there. Mustard, bacon, onion.
Oh, gosh. Yep. All right. Well,
a little pickle
right.
And roll right up there.
All right, let's take another call, and then I will try. Oh, look who's here. Oh, yeah. She's going to eat as well. Our producer is back. And look, he set plates for you as well. Yes. Yeah. So.
And the staff followed me right upstairs to the kitchen real quick. So.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Chuck in Hudson. Chuck, you're next.
Yeah, I'd like to have some of the potato pancakes he's making.
Really good. Really good, Chuck.
But I'm calling up for stuffed cabbage, the easiest way to make it.
Basically, how do you make it? Let me tell you if there's a little different variation. We can help you out on it.
I boil the cabbage and it's a pain to separate each piece.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. That's how we do it. And then just take your ingredients, however you want to stuff it.
What do you use?
We use a little bit of the cabbage. We'll use a little beef, a little mushroom, and things like that. Every day it's a little different when I make it ourselves. We don't make that in our restaurant. It's a little too much to heat and keep up.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how I do the same thing with the cabbage leaf.
And rice?
Yeah, you need the rice. That rice, I'm sorry about that. The rice kind of binds everything together.
I was thinking about putting homegrown tomatoes in it too, huh?
You know, when I do a lot of cooking demonstrations in our resort for our senior citizen bus groups, I usually give everybody a basic recipe and I tell them to go ahead and play with it because you can always add more to it and take away. You just kind of do it to your taste.
Yeah, and then slap some tomato paste on top?
I kind of put the tomato paste right in when I've got the roll and I've got that in a pan, and I'll put that tomato paste right in there so that kind of helps boil through the cabbage.
I see. Okay, you have a nice day. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Chuck. The number to call here is 1-800-348-2551. Ed Mossman is here from Blackhead Mountain Lodge and Country Club. We talk German food, something close to my heart here on, close to my clogged heart here on Vox Pop Food Friday. Got to say, amazing. Now, how do you pronounce it?
Rouladen.
Rouladen. Is there a pickle in the middle?
Here's a pickle in there.
Oh, man. Okay, so you start by...
You lay that out on a table.
What do you use? Flank steak?
And... Like we take that. It gets cut out of a top round for us.
Okay.
Especially made from our butcher. But you could take like a flank steak, really pound it and marinate it to soften that up.
Yeah.
And then take a little mustard, lay a little mustard in through the bottom. Lay a nice slab of bacon through there. cut some onion. Squeeze a little mustard and add some seasoning and roll it up and let it cook away.
Dude. It's really amazing, yeah. And the cabbage is phenomenal. And the spetzels, as my grandmother made them, they were wider.
Yeah, you can make them on a lot of people at home make them on a cutting board using a knife, and that's how they come out wide. We use a press machine because we make it so much of it every day.
Yeah.
It just kind of helps us expedite the process.
Okay, and so in a classic spetzel, what's in it?
Basically, the ingredients is a flour, egg, and seasoning.
And that's it.
And that's it.
And so you prepare it by boiling it?
Yep. You make your batter up, and you bring a good pot of water up to a nice strong boil, and put it in that water, and when she rises, it's kind of ready.
You know, I don't think I've had red cabbage probably since my grandmother was alive. I mean, she'd serve it once a week.
Yep.
And... I never have.
It is one of our biggest sellers in our restaurant. Everybody requests cabbage, and it's something that people just don't make at home. You
so
know?
When people walk in the restaurant, do they freak out? You don't see this sort of fare all the time. You
no.
see a lot of Italian restaurants, a lot of Asian restaurants.
Yep.
You don't see this.
Nope, you don't. And we proud ourselves that we keep that German heritage. I've got an excellent French chef that works with us in the restaurant, so we do have our variety of other things, our rack of lamb, our surf and turf. He puts his flair into a lot of things, but our business has been built on our German ethnic recipes that are really started with my grandmother.
And so the gravy is one of the things, and maybe this is a secret recipe, because
no,
it's amazing.
Actually, all your flavors are cooking down in... as you're cooking that Rouladen, and that stock is what we cook our gravy base out of. And that's the key. It's a good gravy.
It's so rich and so good. I can't believe that there's all this food here. I mean, All right. I tell you what, it's a little too late before the break to take the next call. So Catherine in Catskill, Emily in Plainfield, Mass, and everybody else calling, hang in there. And then I'm going to let you talk for a long period of time so I can eat. We're joined today by Ed Mossman of Blackhead Mountain Lodge and Country Club in Round Top, New York. We'll be back on a Food Friday.
Support for WMC comes from Blue Heron Restaurant and Catering, located in the Old Town Hall, Sunderland, Massachusetts. Open Tuesday through Sunday at 5, featuring outdoor dining on the patio and front porch throughout the summer. BlueHeronDining.com. Mohonk Preserve, New Paltz, presenting Robert Loeb's Field Studies, an outdoor exhibition of 6 large-scale sculptures at the Preserve's Visitor Center on Route 4455 in Gardner through October 18th, MohonkPreserve.org. The Hyde Collection, Glens Falls, this summer featuring the late drawings of Andy Warhol, 1973 to 1987, organized by the Andy Warhol Museum, one of the Carnegie Museums of Pittsburgh, HydeCollection.org. And Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts, a family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer offering organically farmed wines from around the world. Wine tastings Saturday afternoons, SpiritHAUS.com.
Decidedly un-German music here on a German edition of Food Friday. It is Germany today on Food Friday. We're joined by Ed Mossman of Blackhead Mountain Lodge and Country Club. So you cook the German dishes. You got a French chef who cooks the French and continental cuisine right. Otherwise. How do you have time to be the golf course superintendent?
Well, like I got a good staff. They're excellent. My French chef, he prepares most of the dishes for us. After my day starts at 6 o'clock in the morning, we run all day. And then I just kind of head into the kitchen to help kind of go over a few little things and then help present our dishes for the evening. And they usually pack things up at the end of the night.
And so a lot of people like this rouladen?
Yeah, it's one of our bigger sellers. And the sauerbraten.
The pickle was a real surprise. I've never had I've never had this dish before. And this is a standard sort of traditional
to put the pickle in there? Standard traditional from our end of Germany.
And what kind of pickle is that?
Yeah, it's a nice kosher dill pickle.
It's really, that's quite a dish, and I'll have to have some more. Catherine in Catskill. Catherine, you're on.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
So I'm local, and I've, of course, eaten at Masterman's, and everybody should eat there, by the way. Totally. It's amazing. And the view is gorgeous and everything. You should all go.
I agree with you 100%.
So my question is about sauerbraten. My family is also like yours. I'm first generation born in America. Everybody's from Germany. And we make sauerbraten very differently from the way Americans make it. And American, or maybe, I don't think you do this, but what's with the ginger snaps? Why do people put, I only see Americans doing ginger snaps and sauerbraten. Why, what is that, where does that come from?
Well, you know, that's a good question, because we do not put ginger snap in ours. Ours is nicely made in our own brine that we pickle that meat for a good 5 to 6 days before we throw it in the oven. The ginger snap, I really don't know where that comes up.
So what do you do with ginger snaps? Grind them up and put them in?
You know, I've never cooked that way with it, so.
What do you do?
The recipes that I've read, or when I, like my husband's family, they've been in America since, you know, the 1700s. They say, oh, do you put ginger snaps? And I looked up a recipe, and they mix it in when they finish the gravy. And it's really odd, because we've never done that.
Have you tried it?
No, I don't dare. It sounds really crazy to me.
Yeah, to me it doesn't kind of go with that sauce.
So now here's my other sauerbraten question, if I can really
sure.
quickly. Do you roast your beef or do you on top of the stove?
We roast it.
Yeah, we do too. So yep. We must be from the same part of Germany.
Yep.
Some people, like the Black Forest in northern Germany, I think they put it on the pot, like a pot roast. But we roast it too.
You could do it both ways. We are from the northern part of Germany.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep.
So we're Bavarians, so.
Yeah. We roast it. This way it takes a little longer to cook, and it becomes a lot more tender that way.
Yeah, I agree. Well, continued success. You put the bug in me, my ear. We got to come out for dinner, and everybody else should too. It's a great place.
Catherine, you have homework. Now, I want you to try this sauerbraten with ginger snaps and let us know how it is.
Okay. All right. I'll make it when the weather gets cooler. I'm not turning my oven on right now.
All right. Then you catch us on the next show, all right?
Okay. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Catherine. Bye now. 1-800-348-2551 is the telephone number. Ed Mossman is here, and we talk German cooking and German food. I mean, you talk about ginger snaps and it being counterintuitive. To me, putting a pickle in rolled beef, also counterintuitive, also works really well.
So, it does. It does.
All right, let's go back to the phones. And Emily in Plainfield, Mass. Emily, you're up.
Oh, hi. Thanks. I grow a big vegetable garden and make lacto-fermented pickles, and I've been growing beautiful cabbage, and I usually make Asian-style pickled cabbage with ginger and hot pepper and garlic and onions and carrots.
Nice.
And if I was making a German-style kraut, is it really just cabbage and salt and maybe garlic, or are there other herbs or flavorings that would be in a traditional German kraut?
Yeah, I'd put a little bit of clove in it, a little white wine.
Clove.
Yep.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. Yep. White wine even in with the pickle, with the brine?
For the sauerkraut?
Yeah.
Yep. Just a dash of white wine in there.
Okay, as a flavoring. Just
as
with
a flavoring,
regular,
yep.
Because I do the, you know, room temperature, salt, fermented kind of cabbage. Well, that sounds like an excellent suggestion. I will try that this time.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, this guy knows what he's doing. So thanks a lot, Emily.
I believe him. Thank you.
Bye now. 1-800-348-2551 is the telephone number. And over to Marjorie in Saugerties. Marjorie.
Hello, Ray.
Hello. Goodbye. Oh, you hung up on me, Marjorie. All right. So we lost our connection. Well, if Marjorie calls back, we'll put her at the head of the line. Let's go to Cindy in Albany. Cindy.
Hi. I want to know if you make your own Black Forest cherry cake and strudel.
The strudel we make ourselves. The Black Forest cake, when we do get that, I have an excellent German bakery right down the road, which I can't compete with on the Black Forest cake. So that we get there, but all the other desserts we kind of make in-house. But our biggest seller is our apple strudel.
And guess what, Cindy? He brought some.
Ah!
It's not going to help
you're making me drool. No.
Jess already had some, and apparently it's really good. I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, I envy you guys.
Well, thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Bye. 1-800-348-2551 is our telephone number. You still won't give up the secret spice you use?
No, it's a combination of a few different items.
All right, and have you had spies who try to find it?
Yeah, I kill every employee that
nice.
quits from me and heads out the door with
thanks,
the
Ed. That's a nice thing to say. Let's go over to Maggie in Otis, Mass. Maggie, you're up.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Good.
I don't know if I have a... I have a question. I'm not sure where my family is from in Germany, but my grandmother and my mother taught me how to make these. They were called Gleas, G-L-E-A-S-E.
Yeah.
And it's a potato and bread ball.
Mm-hmm.
And you boil it in a huge pot of water, and they are just so cool because when you need to flip them, you just hit it a little bit with any utensil, and it just flops right over directly, you know, upside down. And when they're done, you can tell if they're done by you take two forks and you pull them apart, and they look so fluffy. And then you put broth over them.
Yes, yes.
So have you heard of them? Why do I never hear anyone ever speak of them? They take forever to make, but they're so worth it.
Before you start, Ed, Maggie, my grandmother made something she called broodglaze, which is bread, and the same thing. And she put little bacon bits in it.
Well, my mom put bacon grease in it.
All right,
your mom was like my grandmother. The bacon grease went in that also.
I have looked everywhere for a good recipe for this. So Ed, help us both out here.
You know, I have a great recipe, but I want to hear what yours is.
You know, actually, I don't make them. To
what?
Be honest, because they're not conducive to really make in a restaurant setting, because they do take so long to make. They're not something to eat that's easily holds for a dinner hour. So my mom makes it for me in the wintertime.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had one in 30 years.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
That was my grandmother's specialty.
Well, I want to know where your restaurant is. We're not from your area at all, but I definitely want to come and talk to you and make sure you're there the day that we come to have your dinner, and I want to bring you some Gleese.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that nice?
I'll look forward to that.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm there every day the restaurant's open. You can jump on our website.
What is that website, Ed?
It's Blackhead Mountain, MTN.com. Hmm. Or you can
N as in Nancy?
M as in Mary, T as in Tom, and N as in Nancy.
Okay.
Blackhead Mountain.
Yep, .com.
Okay.
Yep, or follow us on Facebook.
Okay, great.
Hey, and you know what? If you make some more of those, you can bring a couple down to the station. We'll have
okay.
You. Hey, thanks a lot, Maggie.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. Joined today by Ed Mossman, who is a third-generation Blackhead Mountain Lodge and Country Club person. So you guys have been doing this for a long time.
Very, very long time.
How did the family start there?
Actually, my dad came from a small inn in Germany. That was growing up and it was part of their family. And then back when they moved here in the 60s, my parents both had very big, successful jobs in the city with a lot of stress and decided to pack it up one day and leave and buy a little place in the country. Mm. And that's how we found it. So we've been here since 1967.
Do you guys have good German beer on tap?
Oh, of course.
What do you have?
We've got some Dinkelacker, which is our biggest seller.
Yeah.
Then we got a Hofbräu, then with a couple of different Weiss beers.
I like Einbecker. You ever have that?
Yep. Mm, yep.
One of my favorites. All right, let's go back to the phones. Enough about beer. And Heidi in Westfield, Mass. Heidi, you're on.
Hi. I love your show. There aren't that many German places around here anymore. And, you know, it's just wonderful to be able to speak to somebody that does cook German. The gentleman that called about the stuffed cabbage.
Yeah.
I found that by freezing the whole head for a couple of days is the same thing as boiling it. And it is so much easier to take apart and to handle. You don't get burnt, and it's wonderful. And I grew up with stuffed cabbage. My mom would make it on top of the stove, and she would braise it like you would regular rouladen. And she called it coal rouladen, which is cabbage roulades, really. And it's not made with rice. It's just made with egg, onion, salt, pepper. And then you just take it and braise it and add water to it and cook it on top of the stove for an hour or so and make your gravy. And it's delicious.
What do you think, Ed?
That sounds very good. It sounds, maybe I'll come to your house for dinner.
I like it.
Okay.
Heidi, thanks for the call.
Oh, well, thank you. And good show.
We appreciate the call. And let's go to Marjorie now, who lost the connection. Very rudely, Marjorie said hello, and then she hung up on me. But I get that from a lot of women.
I know. What I was saying was that my grandmother used to make a dish called the Vickles of Freud. She came from Russia, and she used to take chopped meat and onion.
Yeah. Oh, did we lose Marjorie again? Oh, Marjorie. We lost Marjorie again. Well, to be continued, boys and girls. We'll get Marjorie back on the line at some point. Let's go to Jim in Adams, Mass. Jim, how's your connection today?
Pretty good. Yay, Ray.
All right, you're on, man.
Yes, well, I was just talking about sweet and sour red cabbage. I don't know if they have another name for it in Germany.
Not really.
My mother used to make it because my fraternal grandmother was German, Grisbach. So she learned to make, you know, several German dishes my dad liked, and chicken and dumplings and double chocolate Dutch cake. Chocolate cake, whatever, with a little leftover percolated coffee in it and all that kind of thing. But anyways, she had my next younger brother and his family up at the place where she and our stepdad were living in Cheshire one time for a Sunday dinner in the evening. And, you know, she probably made the good old pork rolls with plenty of garlic studded into it and everything else to go along with it. And one of the dishes was the hot, sweet, and sour red cabbage with apples. And my wife makes it with little raisins in it, too. Anyway, my brother's young daughter, the younger of his two children, wasn't sure she wanted to eat any of that sweet and sour red cabbage.
Oh,
what
boy.
Was that?
That's
know?
A mistake.
So, well, you know, like we always tell you with anything, Jolene, just take a little, you know, half a teaspoon or whatever on your plate and taste it. If you don't like it, fine, just leave it, and, we'll, you know, hear nothing of it after. If you like it, well, you can have more. So she tried it. She liked it. So the meal went on through and got passed, and the gentleman adjourned to the living room while the ladies cleared the table and all that, and then it was time for dessert after. Well, of course, my mom probably had some still probably warm gingerbread she baked there or apple pie or whatever for dessert. So when came Jolene's turn to ask her what she wanted for dessert, she said, well, could I please have some more of that sweet and sour red cabbage?
Well, all right. A convert. Good.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Jim.
All righty.
All right, man. Have a great one. 1-800-348-2551. The strudel is staring me in the face, but I'm waiting until after the next break to have it looks great. And the secret ingredient in the potato pancakes, I have some theories, but I'm not going to say them on the air.
All right.
It's really, 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 really tasty. Let's go to Carlene in Saratoga Springs.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to comment on the ginger snaps. I spent quite a bit of time in Germany. I had an office there at one time, and in Bavaria. And you're right, the sauerbraten is a little different there than we here. But I've made it a lot of times with ginger snaps, and they're used as a thickener, and they're not sweet, but the ginger and the clove give a nice bite to the sauce. So that's why people here use them. I don't know where that came from.
I always thought ginger snaps were fairly sweet, though.
Yeah, that's...
Maybe you can get
not really.
No?
No, not really. You taste a lot of ginger, and you can taste the clove more than I think anyway. More than you can taste the sweet.
Okay.
But you just at the end you crush them, and at the end you put the ginger snaps in the sauce and stir until they're dissolved, and it just thickens the sauce a little bit, so it sticks to the spatula or whatever you're serving it with.
Yeah, we use a little cornstarch to thicken our gravy.
Yeah, exactly. You can use that too, but. Try the ginger snap sometime when you're making. Just take
all
a little
right.
of your sauce
I
out.
Will,
and put
I will.
That's Ed's homework for the next show.
Yep.
There you go, and then bring me some.
Carlene, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. 1-800-348-2551. Over to David in Hudson. Hello, David.
Hi.
You're on.
I can tell you where the idea of ginger snaps in Sauerbraten comes from.
All right.
It comes from Rhineland. And in the city of Aachen, which is right on the border of, well, it's in Germany, but it's on the border of Belgium and the Netherlands, they make some cookies that are similar to ginger snaps. They're called Printen. And that's the traditional recipe for Sauerbraten in that area is to use these Printen cookies in the Sauerbraten.
Well,
so I think that's where it comes from.
That's typical with Germany and a lot of Europe. From one town to the next, it's a whole different little ethnic touch. Where my family comes from, it was more of the meat potato type up in the northern part of Germany.
Where in the north?
Hamburg, Oberhausen.
Oh, okay.
So you can go from one town to the next, and just like the dialects change, so do the recipes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was just in Kiel last week. North of Hamburg.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, David, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. 1-800-348-2551. Bob in West Sand Lake. Bob.
Yeah, hi. I grew up in New York City, and I have a memory of eating at Lou Chow's. I've spent time in Boston and Jake Wirtz. I love German food, Wiener Schnitzel Holstein with the egg and anchovies and sauerbraten. And it seems to me there's no place in Albany that serves real German food. Am I wrong?
There's none that I know of.
There used to be a place out Western Ave in Gilderland, and I forget the name of the place, but they were there a long time, and I think they closed. And then there was a place up in Warner Lake.
In Warner Lake, yeah.
Zwickelbauer's Hofbräu, man. That was great.
Yeah, he comes down by me now for his German food. Yep.
That was a great place, especially in winter. If you could make it up the hill, go up.
So where are you located?
We are located in the town of Round Top, which is just outside of Catskill, right up in the foot of the mountains. It kind of looks like Black Forest when you get there.
Okay, well, as I say, do you serve real Wiener Schnitzel Holstein with an egg and anchovy?
It's the only way to make it.
You betcha. Well, all right. What's the name of the town again?
Yeah, Round Top.
Round Top.
Yep, jump on our website. There's directions right on our website. Not that far from you.
All right, listen, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate the call. Yeah, Zwickelbauer's. When I was a kid, we used to go up in the wintertime.
Yep.
And there were little not go-karts, but small cars they would race on the ice.
Race on the ice,
yeah. And we'd eat and watch the car racing on the ice. And,
yep.
And then later on in life, I'd drive up myself, and they had a nice old Rottweiler that would sit by the fire,
yep.
Have a couple of beers out of a big boot.
Yep.
Good times.
That's the only way to drink beers out of that boot.
Well, yeah, as long as you have a designated driver, it's fine. All right, it's almost dessert time here on the Vox Pop Food Friday. Ed Mossman is our guest. He is with Blackhead Mountain Lodge and Country Club in Round Top, New York. Number to call here is 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. We'll be right back with the home stretch.
Support for WMC comes from Manny's TV and Appliances, family-owned since 1977, now offering olive oil from his vineyards in Crete, available at Atkins, River Valley Market, Randall's, Foster's, and Big Y grocery stores, mannysoliveoil.com. Planned Parenthood Mid-Hudson Valley, providing sexual and reproductive health and education services in Dutchess, Orange, Ulster, and Sullivan counties for over 80 years, ppmhv.org. The Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for 25 years, independent living in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts, in the heart of the Pioneer Valley, lathrop.kendall.org. And NBT Bank, offering trust and fiduciary services, investment management, and retirement planning for individuals and businesses. NBTBank.com.
Oh, boy. Well, I've lived a good life, and I think it's now reached its peak because I've had the strudel. And
that's why your staff followed me up to the kitchen before.
Wow. This is great. All right. Tell us about how you make this apple strudel.
Yeah, we take a nice puff pastry dough, make that out, flatten that out in a nice big sheet. And we take some fresh apples, kind of saute them up to get them into a little bit of simmer, little sugars in there to kind of thicken up a paste, a little cinnamon, a little egg to kind of glaze it, and cook it away.
Yeah. Okay, I'm speechless. Let's go back to the phones. It's Joanne in Tolan, Connecticut. Joanne, you're next.
Hi.
Hi.
Big supporter of WAMC, and my question is, we're in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Can you recommend any good German restaurants in the Connecticut area?
Hmm.
That's a really good question.
You have no idea, huh?
I'm not too familiar with Connecticut at all. I know I get some customers from that direction.
Okay. I know there's a big one in New Britain, which is also a humongous Polish community.
Mm-hmm.
But just curious, we haven't tried it yet, so that's why I was asking. And thank you. Your talk is fabulous.
Thank you very much. You know, there aren't enough German restaurants around.
There are
probably
not.
For your sake. There are.
They're not
better. But
you know, it's that ethnic, the German heritage, that kind of stuff is starting to die away. So you're not finding as many German restaurants because those cultures are kind of drifting.
But what about the future? I mean, you're a fairly young man, but what about 25 years down the road? Who's going to keep this flame alive?
That's a good question.
You better start getting a protege here and you know, all the secret recipes.
Yeah, we work with a lot of young people in our restaurant. We kind of teach them the whole basics, and then hopefully someday somebody will be inspired and keep up the work.
Good stuff, man. Ed Mossman is our guest. He is from the Blackhead Mountain Lodge and Country Club in Round Top, New York. Back to the phones we go, and Chris in Chicopee. Chris, you're up.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I also have a wonderful memory of Luchow's restaurant, and one of the things that we had was a cream of fresh mushroom soup.
Mm.
And about 2 months after I went to that restaurant, I found a copy of their cookbook, and I have made that recipe many times. It's absolutely wonderful. Mm. But my comment was about freezing raw cabbage.
Yeah.
Being a Polish kid, we've done a lot of cabbage, and we tried that. For me, it makes the cabbage extremely sweet when you freeze it from raw.
Really?
And then the flavor is not that cabbagey flavor. To me, it ruins the taste of whatever you're making with cabbage, especially pierogi.
What do you think about that?
You know, I've never really got into freezing mm-hmm. things like that, so that'll be a new one on me.
You know, Chris?
I just think that's something that you take into consideration because it does change the flavor of the cabbage.
This is really interesting, Chris. Yep. Now, we did the science forum yesterday,
mm-hmm.
but what you said is anecdotal evidence, and I have no reason to believe that it's not 100% true. You come from mm-hmm. a long line of people who've done this and experimented with it. So I want you to call. The next time we have a science forum,
okay.
we have, you know, chemists and biologists on, call in with this, and maybe they can tell you why it gets sweet after you freeze it.
Right. Maybe it just releases the sugar when the cells break.
Very interesting.
You know, maybe that's what it is. But I just haven't been happy with that flavor at all.
Hmm.
And the other thing is that we actually have 2.5 German restaurants in the Chicopee Springfield area.
What do you mean 2.5?
Well, one of them is kind of veered away from the good German, but we have two that are really sticking to some of the traditions.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, so, patronize them and keep them going.
Actually, my retirement party is at one of them in a couple of months.
Well, good for you, Chris, and congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call. Over to Patricia in Dutchess County. Hi, Patricia, you're on.
Hi, how are you? I love the show.
Thanks.
My mother always made pot roast with ginger snaps, a.k.a. Zuzu gravy, because ginger snaps used to be called Zuzus. And she did make sauerbraten with the ginger snap gravy, and it's definitely a good take on sauerbraten when you add those ginger snaps. Don't be afraid to do it.
Was she from the Rhineland as well?
My mother was German descent. I was born and raised in Yorkville, the German neighborhood in Manhattan.
Nice.
So, many times in a good German restaurant down there.
Good for you, and thanks for the tip.
We had a lot of customers come from that neck of the woods back when that was the German heyday in New York City.
Thanks for the call, Patricia. Number to call here is 1-800-348-2551. And Frank in Albany. Frank, it's your turn.
Good afternoon. Great show. Question on how to make a cookie called Springly. My grandmother used to make them and can't find a good recipe that ends up tasting like hers.
That's a good one. I am not a baker of such into the cookie end. It's a shame because none of us paid attention to those grandmother and great-grandmother recipes. We should have wrote some more of them down.
Well, describe it for us, Frank.
It's sort of like German hardtack. It's dough is heavy duty with flour and eggs. It's allowed to rest, and then there are boards that have wooden boards that have imprints that are pressed into the dough. They're cut apart, and then they're allowed to dry overnight, and then baked after that. And they last forever. They taste great, and they'll kill your teeth.
It sounds like one of those Italian cookies. Yeah. I forget the name of those, but they're they usually have some texture to them, some design, and they're round.
Basically, in Europe, after the wars, where a lot of these recipes were coming from, and you kind of learned how to make do with what you had left on the farm. And in this aspect, I think they made that so it would last a little bit, and they had something to eat with the ingredients that they had.
Frank, thank you very much for the call. Number to call here, 1-800-348-2551. So do you guys I know summer's big in the Catskills, but it must be great in the wintertime. You do good business in winter?
Yeah, we stay open up through New Year's, and then we usually shut down for a month or two through the heart of it because it gets kind of cold. Then we kind of open right back up in March.
To me, the snow flying and the snow on the mountains, that's the time to eat a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, we work 7 days a week most of the year and kind of like to take a little bit of break, do our little bit of maintenance.
I'm not holding it against you, man. All right.
You know, I want to drink some beer and go out for dinner, too, once in a while.
Fair enough. Let's go to Ed in Adams, Mass. Ed, you're on.
Hi. People are asking about German restaurants. In Adams, we have an Austrian-American restaurant, and it's they have things like Schweinhocks, and their Spätzle they serve with lobster on top, and that's their answer to macaroni and cheese, I guess. But it's an excellent restaurant, and it's Austrian food is similar to German food.
Very, very similar.
Called the Haflinger House.
Huh. Well, that's good to know. Okay. Thanks, Ed.
Okay. Okay.
Spetzel with lobster.
You got spetzel with everything.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah. All right, Jim in Albany. Jim.
Hey, Ray, lots of fun today. Thanks for the program.
Thank you.
I think the Rhinelander was out on Western Avenue. Does that sound familiar to you?
Might be. It was out on the left as you were heading west. And,
yeah, we had some great times there in the 50s and 60s. Then I had to leave town for a long time. But it was a very popular place. I heard at least two generations of people ran that.
Yeah, I think they might have changed names in the 80s. Oh. And it kept going until not too long ago. And for the life of me, I can't remember. I can barely remember my name after all this food, to be honest with you.
So, okay.
Yeah, but thanks a lot.
For your guest there mentioned the Rhineland, so maybe that's related to that original name, huh?
Possibly.
That was a phone call.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Jim, thanks a lot.
Thank you both.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
The call. Over to Paul in Boonville. Paul.
Hey, guys. Great show. Hey, Ed, I had a quick question for you. I had really great Apfelstrudel over in Germany a couple years ago when I was there, wondering where I might find a really good apple strudel around the Catskills.
I know. Yeah. I got an answer.
It's called Blackhead. Going to Mossman's Restaurant, Blackhead Mountain Lodge.
It's really good. I'm having some now, as a matter of fact.
So, Ed, is that available all the time? Or
That is our mainstay dessert. That's one of our biggest sellers. We do a lot of bus trips, too, senior citizen day bus trips. For luncheons, that's their primary dessert that they get. That's one of the desserts we're known for.
Mm, very good.
Quick question for you, Ed. What hours are you guys open?
We are opened Thursdays through Sundays from 5 o'clock through 9 o'clock on Saturdays till 8:30 on Sundays.
And you close around New Year's, huh?
And we close right after New Year's.
Till spring?
Usually till mid-March.
When the snow's cleared to some extent?
When the snow's cleared.
All right.
We get caught up on some of the maintenance.
And when do you start golfing?
As soon as that snow melts away.
So June.
This year it was like June.
Yeah.
But we'd kind of open everything up together usually around the 1st of April.
Now they tell me, and of course they don't know for sure, but El Nino pretty strong out west, which means in general warmer than usual winter out this way. So maybe not as much snow.
Hey, if I was a weatherman. Who knows?
You know what? Stick to your regular job. You're doing a pretty good job. Let's go to Sherry in Indian Lake. Sherry.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, yes, I was just hearing your show, and I wanted to say that there is a decent German restaurant in Glens Falls called the Heidelberg.
Really?
Yeah. So it's a little tiny restaurant, but it was on the corner of the road I lived on for a while, and my son worked there for a little while, so I know it's a good place. And the place out in Alpha, I've been there a few times when I was young and ran across the menu not too long ago, but long enough for me not to remember the name of it.
Me too.
But, I don't know if it was something house or... but it drives me crazy.
Me
but,
too. Me yeah. Absolutely, because I went there several times. I should know better. So the Heidelberg up in Glens Falls. All right, I'll check that out.
Okay.
Thanks, Sherry.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye now. Patricia in Pittsfield. Patricia.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. I'm driving.
You're on the air.
The gentleman who was asking about the Springerly, he may not be able to find a good recipe. He didn't pronounce it correctly, or at least the way I was taught German-wise, and maybe he can't find the accurate recipe, but it's Springele, and it's, I'm sorry, I just misspelled it, Springerle.
Okay.
And it's Springerle, and it's an anise cookie. You can actually buy them. The only place I know, and they would probably ship pretty well because they're not soft and they wouldn't get moldy, I don't think. But you can buy them at a bakery called Mann's, MANN'S, in Louisville, Kentucky.
Of all places.
The only place I've ever seen them for sale. We used to eat them all the time when I was a little girl. My mother would go to the bakery, and we'd have Springerly cookies. And the other thing, if anybody knows where you can buy Butterkuchen, they are the only place, so help me, in the world that serves, or you can purchase, Butterkuchen.
My grandmother used to make that. Mm-hmm. Patricia, thank you for reminding me.
Listen, I dream about them at night.
Well, thanks for the call. Let's go over to Nancy in Adams, Mass. Nancy, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call. I listen to your show all the time and go home hungry. So.
Thank you.
Just want to expound a little bit more about the Heflinger House spatzel with lobster.
Yeah.
They make macaroni and cheese is what they call it, but it's made with a spatzel.
Yeah.
And they put the lobster in that. So they serve macaroni and cheese plain, and they make it lobster macaroni and cheese as well.
Well,
it's
darn
outstanding. And another dish that they have is Hungarian goulash, and it is the owner's grandmother's recipe.
Nice.
So if you get in this area, stop and try their food. My grandfather was German, and my grandmother, his wife, was Irish, so there's a good combination. And one of the things she used to make for us all the time was German fried potatoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, slice the raw potatoes with onions, and she would cook them in a tin fry pan and get them all nice and crispy, and it was outstanding. So,
and what did what did she fry them in?
There's nothing better than bacon fat.
Aha! Exactly.
We kept all the bacon fat from every time you cooked. You drained it off into a canister, and you'd have like three or four of them in the fridge so that they wouldn't spoil, but yeah. We cooked everything in bacon fat.
This is a high cholesterol program.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks,
mm-hmm.
Nancy.
Have a great day.
You too. Over to Carrie in Plainfield, Mass. Carrie.
Hi, Ray. Your previous caller just took the words right out of my mouth.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I love goulash, and the Heflinger House has the best in a Berkshire.
Well, there you go. Well, thanks for the call. Yep. We appreciate it. Let's move along to David in New Paltz. David.
Yes, the best food. Ray, you're doing a great job. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
And I have to tell you that the best food that you can get on the East Coast comes from Lancaster County from the Quakers. They have their own seeds. They're not GMO Monsanto seeds. They're their own seeds, and they do it in a very organic way for the past hundreds of years, and they deliver to your local food co-op. So I recommend them 100%, and they'll make things to order, whatever you like.
Very kind. Well, thank you, David. We appreciate it. Our guest today is Ed Mossman of the Blackhead Mountain Lodge and Country Club in Round Top, New York. Anything, kind of any specials on the menu right now?
Actually, we're doing a duck right now.
Really?
That's out of this world. And we've got a great score on some good lobster tails, and so we're doing a lot of surf and turf.
I had my fill. I mean, we were up in Maine for 2 weeks, and it's funny that we've had a couple of callers mention lobster macaroni and cheese, because it was the first time I've ever seen it.
No, but it sounds good. I might try that.
I couldn't. I mean, my kids ate it, but I said, listen, that's something that I will not touch. Oh, look who's back. There must be more food to be had. It's Jessica Blaustein. Marshall, tell you what, let's take another call or two. Brian in Greenwich. Brian.
Yeah, I thought you guys were groping for a restaurant from the past. And I was one of the restaurants I've been to, it's called the Hofbra House. And I want to say it was in Saratoga County, Balsam Lake. And that was my introduction to German Austrian cuisine, and I remember being taken there by several Germans, and they swore by it.
Really?
But I look forward to checking out your guest's restaurant.
Okay.
That was almost 30 years ago.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to keep the cuisine alive. Thank you, Brian. And by the way, again, your website.
It's blackheadmtn.com.
Okay.
Or you can follow us on Facebook.
All right, and you know, it must be nice. A lot of people have never tried good German food, to see their faces after they get a chance.
Yeah, it's great. To hear people's comments, and especially young Americans who have never eaten anything like this, when they come to our place and try an authentic German dish, they're just in love.
Well, Ed Mossman, thanks again. You know, Brian Shields is on at 3:30. Now I have just about 32 minutes to finish all this on the table here. Thanks to everybody who called in, and sorry if you didn't make it through. Support comes from Cafe Capriccio, offering dining and catering with Tuscan cuisine in Albany, New York, and Neapolitan cuisine in Saratoga Springs. CafeCapriccio.com for reservations. Quality Foreign Car Care, Boston Spa, New York, specializing in European car sales and service for over 20 years. QFCC.com. And Poughkeepsie Farm Project, connecting food, farm, and community. Organically grown CSA shares still available. FarmProject.org. Thanks again to Ed Mossman. Thanks to all of you for listening and for calling. And, oh boy, thanks to Zach, the engineer, our producer, Jessica Blaustein Marshall. Thanks to all of you. And thanks to Alan Shartok, who will be here on midday, I should say, on Vox Pop Medical Monday, come 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Stay tuned. The news is next.